This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick,
good
FSR.
Morning.
We're here.
We're here.
CNR on FSR, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios.
In for Dan Patrick. You know, the principal from Hubie Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Dan Patrick's coolest moment? I mean, he's been in a lot of Sandler stuff, right?
He's done a lot of cool stuff, yeah.
But Hubie Halloween, he's in what, Blended? Pixels?
He's in a lot more than we are, I'll tell you that. You may know us from the store.
Yeah, from Ralph's.
Perhaps you saw Rich at Aldi's.
I went there for the first time.
By the way,
generic cheap stuff, but yeah, some of it's good.
That's a Mitch Hedberg line. I got to give him credit. Perhaps you know me. Perhaps you've seen me at the store.
Well, hey, got to also let you know, the hottest rookies, the biggest stars and all-time greats, the only place to collect them all is Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more.
Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. So the number is 877-99 on Fox. We'll get you more insight, more updates about Aaron Rodgers, because he's emerged from the darkness. So
darkness!
If there's any scoop, any updates, you'll hear him here on Covino and Rich.
I was just asking you off the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's people on television and on the radio and podcasts. It's their job to speculate. But can't Aaron Rodgers just really do what he wants? He's in the position to do what he wants. Very few people. Think about it this way. How often in your life at work, because while it is fun, it's a National Football League, it's fun, but it's still his job. How often in your job, in your life, do you hold the cards? Very rarely, right?
Where I'm not sure I ever have, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how often is someone able to be like, hey, boss, I want a raise, or I'm going to go to that company?
Well, you earn that. He's earned that along the way. He's
so
Aaron Rodgers.
What I'm saying is, very rarely, a lot of times, your annual review or your contract or your assessment, your meeting with your boss, you know, you're probably on eggshells, like, I hope things go well. Very few times in your life, you might have an offer on the table, like, hey, the competitor wants me. So I could tell my boss, I need a raise or I'm out. Or I'm going to go where I want to go. That's a rare moment for any man or woman in their life.
Aaron Rodgers should do everything else in the dark. Like, when he's does his interviews, he should be
the
darked out guy behind the curtain. You come over his house, he never turns on any lights.
We should try to get an exclusive with Aaron Rodgers. I'm sure McAfee would get it, but maybe they do it in the dark where the only light is like his cell phone light up in his face.
I see clearly in the dark.
Hi, guys.
I've realized there's more clarity in the darkness. If you want my answers and my truth, please, lights out.
He comes out next season with a visor on his helmet.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, guys, I just live a new life now.
Turn that light off.
Well, you know what, though? I know you wanted to talk XFL, but now you're talking Aaron Rodgers again.
Sorry.
So XFL could wait.
Actually, you know what? That's just a perfect thing. I forgot the XFL. You could just end it there.
Yeah.
We were talking about what could gain interest in the XFL. I already forgot the conversation.
Well, you need big stars like Aaron Rodgers, right? Yeah, that's what you need.
Well, that was what the USFL tried to do in the 80s. Remember, they got like Steve Young and Herschel Walker.
Doug Flutie was the guy. I remember going to New Jersey Generals games to see Flutie eating those Flutie flakes. But Aaron Rodgers could do what he wants. He's in a rare situation, a very privileged situation that he's earned. He's Aaron Rodgers. What's he going to do?
I'm just amazed by people's frustrations. Here's where
it ruffles ridges, though. You know, think of how his teammates feel and the organization feels. Like, they really can't move forward without knowing. And the team wants to know. You know, his players, his teammates, they want to know, well, who's my quarterback? Who's going to lead this team?
The person with power doesn't. The person with power holds the cards.
Yeah, but it's a bit disrespectful the longer you wait.
I'm not
saying he doesn't deserve some time to think about it. Everybody does, right? What's your next move? We all deserve that. But when you start waiting too long, it's like you're playing games. And
with your
now
heart?
You're affecting the other people and their decisions, too. I'll give you an example.
I was looking at like FoxSports.com and ESPN and all the sports sites. So a headline made me roll my eyes. He's a nice guy, always been cool to us, but it was like, Lewis Riddick, frustrated with Aaron Rodgers. Like, why is he frustrated? What is he frustrated about? He's a reporter.
Okay.
He's a broadcaster. Why is anyone frustrated? The only person that should be
experienced.
The only person that should be frustrated is the GM of the Packers, but he has to understand, I'm dealing with arguably one of the best quarterbacks.
Not true, because Aaron Rodgers, the longer he waits, he's messing with other people's futures.
Covino, you don't think his partners know?
Partners?
I'm not sure. I think after this retreat, he might know. But prior to this, I'm not sure he knew.
Well, what did he say?
So if he doesn't know, it's like he said on McAfee's show. Nobody knows anything. You know why? Because he probably doesn't even know.
Yeah, he said, anyone thinks they know? I promise you, anyone in my inner circle doesn't talk to Adam Schefter. That's what Aaron Rodgers said. He goes, no offense, but all these insiders.
Okay, Covino, it's contract time. And let's just say that you and Rich's contracts are independent. Mm-hmm. Let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
We got you under contract.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There's a deal over at Sirius, though, that's depending on you guys continuing to be together. So, Rich, it would help if you would go ahead and sign. You know, don't you already know, though, Covino? Don't you? And that's your boy. That's your partner. You know if he's
you would think, right? But like, I feel like
Rich is blubber lips, so he tells everybody everything, right? That's why we call him Blubber Lips Davis. Yeah. He never stops talking.
But it's true. There is
a guy
always
like
someone.
Me, I was raised to my mother always said, you know, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So you don't give up all your secrets. You don't tell everybody all your moves.
Yeah, but your mother also said, Steven, you're the most handsome boy in the world.
And she was right.
And she still says it.
And she was right. So, I mean, not everybody shares the way Rich shares. And I do think that there's a part of Aaron Rodgers that really just didn't know yet. So I'm not sure if his inner circle or his boys knew what he was going to do. But let me give you an example of why this holds up progress. Because other quarterbacks, we don't know how the dominoes fall, how the cards fall until he makes his decision.
But how is that Aaron Rodgers' problem?
Because it holds up the process, you know? You know, I'll give you an example. I was filling in for a dude on the radio for 6 months. For 6 months. You know why? Because this dude was like dilly-dallying. The guy I was filling in for was dilly-dallying with his contract. The company couldn't do anything to him. He's like, hey, I got lawyers reviewing the contract. For 6 months, I was filling in for this guy. And there came a point where I'm like, he's holding up my progress in life. Are they going to give... Just give me this job.
Why does this guy care about
you? There's a quarterback out there saying, hey, man, make up your mind because I want that job.
You think Aaron Rodgers was sitting in darkness?
You're not bigger than the game.
You think Aaron Rodgers was in his tighty-whitey sitting in darkness, scratching his belly, being like, man, what I should really do is also consider the feelings of Derek Carr and Jordan Love?
No, because there's a point where it becomes disrespectful. Like, people got to get on with their decisions, on with the next moves, figure out where they're going. You know, Aaron Rodgers is a big superstar, and he deserves his time, like
what do you
I said,
say?
But he's not bigger than the league. Other players got to figure out where they're going. The organization's got to figure out who they're going to hire. They got to, you know, figure out how they're going to move these guys out there. And then, again, his decision determines everyone else's decision.
So what is it? But that's not on him.
But the longer he waits, you don't see how that's frustrating to answer the question for everybody else.
Yeah, but
that's what Riddick, I think, is implying.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't need to care about anyone else. It's his decision. What you always say, one thing.
So in other words, to wrap up my story, right. I was waiting for this other dude to like, hey man, can you figure out what you're doing? Because I'll take this job. And you're holding up my progress. You're messing with my money. I don't know my future because you are playing games trying to figure it out.
Aaron Rodgers owes nothing to Derek Carr, Jordan Love, the GM of the Packers, the Jets, anyone. Aaron Rodgers is a grown man who's, I can't believe I'm sticking up for Aaron Rodgers this much. He can make any decision this dude wants to make.
Jordan Love, Covino, why didn't they just go ahead and sign you? Just like, yeah, move him on out the way.
Thank you, Joel, because if it was simple as the Packers saying, well, fine, we'll go with Jordan Love. That's like telling the hot chick you're hoping goes on a date with you, well, if you can't make up your mind, then I'm going to go out with this other girl. She'll be like, all right, go out with the other girl, because I know you really want me. You think the Jets don't want Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, but it's not all about Aaron Rodgers.
Derek Carr's
I think Joe brought up a good point.
Derek Carr's about mediocre.
You don't think Love's like, hey, man, can you make up your mind? I want to like mentally prepare for what's going on.
When he's ready. You know what you always say, Covino?
It's not all about him, though. It's not.
You've said this before. You've said, what do you never see the boss doing? You said it recently.
You never see him like in a rush to get anywhere.
Exactly.
You never see the boss running down the hallway to make it on time.
Someone said this once, and it's the damn truth. Any place I ever worked, SXM, Fox Sports Radio, ESPN, iHeart, any place I've ever worked.
Wendy's. Don't forget all the good ones.
Never saw Dave Thomas run. Anywhere I've ever worked, you don't see the big boss, man or woman, running down the hallway to get to a meeting. Oh, you know why? Because crap don't happen until they're present. Hey, guess what? If we all got together for a lunch about FSR, does that meeting start without Don Martin or Scott Shapiro? No. So if Don's running 2 minutes late, which he wouldn't because he's a respectable guy. But if he was running late, he could be like, hey, my man, it doesn't start until I get there. I'm the boss. Aaron Rodgers has that power. Who cares about Derek Carr, Jordan Love, the Jets, the Raiders, all these teams? Aaron Rodgers is in his weirdo.
Yeah, but you know what?
He's in his weird-ass darkness retreat doing what he's doing.
Hold on. It's a great point.
Yeah.
But what don't you like or respect about the boss when he makes everybody wait there? And you're all waiting there like, hey, we've been here. I thought the meeting started at 7 a.m. It's 7:12. And then it's 7:20.
I get it.
And then what? Then you start resenting the boss.
He's keeping us in the dark.
Yeah.
Now
we're in the dark. Isn't that ironic? We're in the dark because it is Bozo.
Isn't that ironic, everybody? Yeah, I was in the darkness, but now everyone's really in the dark waiting for my decision.
Now you are. Oh, our insider's back.
But you see what I mean?
The guy that says he knows what's going on. You want to check in one last time with Bob? Bob in Oregon said he's going to try to investigate. He's in Oregon where the retreat was. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So any new insight?
Dispensary. Yep, we found out from the dispensary he purchased an assortment of some straight fire from the Hawaiian Pineapple Society and is now eating at the Wild Goose, where supposedly he has ordered corned beef and hash.
Wow. Say thank you for the insight, Bob.
So that was his first meal.
Bob, a reporter on
the go-to.
Corned beef hash.
It's the go-to.
Yeah.
It's a good go-to.
Good corned beef hash.
It's 7 a.m. Wow. By the way, that poses another question. I mean, if what Bob is saying is true, I can't imagine it not. But what would your first meal be if you were Aaron Rodgers? Like, oh my God, 4 days. Oh, I could really use a Carl's Jr. Western cheeseburger.
imagine he's been eating the whole time.
Yeah, he's been. It's not a starvation.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not the same, right? He's just getting like stupid little meals. It's like he's a prisoner. That's how they're serving him. He described it. Like, they're serving him a little tray. Like, here you go. They slide it under the door.
A hungry man with a little apple treat?
I would like to know what's on there. Yeah, cottage cheese or something.
Yeah, they give him bologna sandwiches.
Gruel. They give him gruel.
You know those hungry man meals, Joel, with the little brownie or the little apple crisp in the middle?
He's got a microwave in there. I know he does.
He's got hot. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has not been eating Hot Pockets, Kimmy, for the last 4 days.
That's how I imagined it.
Totino's pizza rolls for Aaron Rodgers.
Like, he's been eating. Steaks. Yeah. Swimps. Scallops.
Yeah, I wonder, you know what? Spot, you said you would go on one of these.
I would absolutely
Spot actually said
do
he goes, he goes, if Fox Sports flips the bill, I'll do it. I'm like, I don't know, really, Spot?
Can we do it as a bit? Danny G, look into that. I would gladly go to experiment.
Man, 4 days. Well, anyway.
Hey, Rich, I got a question for you. I'm going to throw myself out there. Ready?
Just to finalize it, though.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, I get it. It's not the most considerate thing, but this is one of the few times in Aaron Rodgers' life where he's deciding if he's going to play, where he's going to play. It's a big decision.
But his lack of uncertainty and his lack of decision-making, the longer he waits, starts to interfere with everyone else's moves, career, and future.
Well, hold your horses, everybody.
Oh, hold your horses. Look, all right, well, let me explain again. I'll give you another analogy as to why it becomes an issue. Would you say I'm a catch, Rich, in life? Would you say I'm a catch?
The biggest one.
My mom says I'm a catch.
I mean,
I'm popular.
Such a catch.
All the women you've dated, I look at the look in their eyes.
Right?
I
mean,
he's catch and release.
I use suavecito. I smell good. Right?
Your ex is on line one.
I mean, okay, hold on, we've been co-workers and business partners for almost 20 years. I believe in you.
Right,
so yeah, you're a catch, buddy.
I'm a good earner, right? I'm a nice boy. I'm a grown man boy.
Like Pinocchio.
My mom loves me.
So much so that she did your laundry until you were 30.
That's not part of the story. But Joel, you brought up my ex, right? So I've been there, done that, got burnt. You know, I had a bad experience. Got a beautiful kid out of it, though, right? So it's all good. Now, I'm in a new relationship, and I have decisions to make, right or wrong.
You've been dating her 6 years. You're sort of pulling an Aaron Rodgers.
But hold on. I'm like, hey, you know, these are big decisions. These are big decisions. Why are you rushing me? I've been burnt before. I got to figure this out. I still have unanswered questions. I'm waiting for the right moment. I'm still thinking about things. I'm still weighing things out. Do I love my girlfriend? Of course. Does he love Green Bay? Of course. But the longer I wait, doesn't it become a little disrespectful?
Now it does. I was going to say.
I risk my case.
No, I was going to say, if I were you, I wouldn't be having this conversation.
Doesn't matter. I'm proving a point. I'm exposing myself.
You proved the point to terribly expose yourself.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because it's the truth. The longer I wait, I'm affecting someone else's future, right? The longer he waits,
Aaron Rodgers waits a week. He's disrespectful. You dating a girl 6 years and she wants a ring. Great analogy.
He is affecting the lives and moves of an entire league the longer he waits because he is Aaron Rodgers. No one's saying he doesn't have the right to wait.
Okay.
And he doesn't and hasn't earned this time to make a decision that's best for him. He has.
How long, Covino? He's come out of out of darkness. How long are you giving?
Man, he has to make a decision in the next few weeks.
But does he have the chance to meet with the teams and make a sound decision? Or do you want this guy to make a rash, quick...
How do you tell your honey to make a decision, Covino?
Yeah.
You know how? You force their hand, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, Green Bay's like, you know what, man? We think we're good. And then Aaron's just like, wait, what? Well, hold on.
Oh, the takeaway clothes.
Yes. That, unfortunately, it goes with the conversation we had earlier this week about being the bad guy.
Yeah, no, and you know, I'll tie it all together. I'll reintroduce that thought. I think much like Razor Ramon in the WWE, you say hello to the bad guy. Ayo. Sometimes you got to be the bad guy. You could be the good guy 99.9% of the time, but you're seeing it with Lamar Jackson right now. He was the good guy for so long. And now it's like, all right, well, I tried to be the good guy and you guys didn't work out the deal. So now Lamar Jackson's going to sit back and try to get every penny out of Baltimore, which he should. You know what he should do also? He should say, hey, take a look at the division. Pittsburgh's getting better.
And again, another rarity, though, where a player is good enough to have this sort of decision-making power.
Got Deshaun Watson for the big deal. You know that Joe Burrow is going to sign a Mondo deal with Cincinnati when the time's right. So for Baltimore to compete, they need Lamar Jackson. And he tried to be nice, and now Lamar Jackson, we said it. What happens now? When you're the bad guy in sports, you win. I know it sounds contradictory to being a good guy, right? But Kyler Murray scrubs his social media of the Cardinals. It's like, I'm out! He gets paid. He's back. Do you remember Deebo Samuel? You remember me panicking? I was like, oh no, he's going to leave the Niners. He took him off his social. I think he's even talking a little smack. Nope. Niners coughed up the big bucks. squeaky wheel gets the oil a little bit. Sometimes when you got power, use that moment because it comes along so rarely. Aaron Rodgers will make a decision, Covino, but the Super Bowl was like 2 weeks ago.
Right. I think he has time. He has some time, but I'm saying that's why it becomes disrespectful to answer the question you posed about, well, what's Riddick and the players and the teammates so offended by?
You know what I think?
Why is this disrespectful?
You know what I think skewed all of our minds? The fact that Tom Brady was quick to make a decision.
Brady!
The fact that Tom Brady, TB12, the GOAT, the fact that Tom came out on the beach,
well, some people
randomly on a selfie.
In all honesty, some people are better decision makers.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Tommy. No more tutties for me. I'm hanging it up. Bye, everyone.
His quick little video on the beach, and he's like, retiring for real this time. He did that pretty snappy. So because of that.
Yeah, but Aaron told us he's not going to keep us hostage, didn't he?
Yeah, he said, I'm going to go on my retreat, get some clarity.
Kept himself hostage for 4 days.
Yeah, the guys,
he didn't say that far.
Yeah, so we shall see.
I'm going to keep myself hostage.
What he does. All right, Covino and Rich in for DP on FSR. And your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. We'll take some feedback. I'll check our Twitter, at Covino and Rich. And we do have to talk about Panini. Every week, Dan talks about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
Now we invite you to check out their NFL NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain for one-of-a-kind digital cards.
Available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. You'll find the hottest rookies, the biggest superstars, all-time greats, featuring official products from the NFL, NFLPA, UFC, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports.
Collectors can share your cards in the public gallery. You can complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards and more.
Panini NFTs are the place to be for the NFL offseason and the stretch run of the NBA season. Keep an eye out for the Panini NFT platform for unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences.
Select NFT holders have access to on-field experiences at NFL games, backstage at the UFC, and more.
Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and even one-of-one NFTs from every pack.
Visit paniniamerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah. Can't argue Prince ever, huh?
Who's arguing Prince?
Can't ever. CNR, in for Dan Patrick on FSR.
People do argue Prince, though. They go back and forth. I saw some dude on social media going track for track. Prince Purple Rain on a Throwback Thursday versus Michael Jackson Thriller.
Two legends. You don't need to battle it out.
So people do argue Prince, but legend nonetheless. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, the Dan Patrick Show. I want to shout out everyone listening on the iHeartRadio app, all the affiliates hanging out with us. What's up, affiliates? And I want everyone to check out our podcast, Covino and Rich. We're normally on in the afternoon, but subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast, and you qualify. If you leave a little review, you qualify for some bribery balls. We're trying to bribe people to subscribe. We're giving away Nerf footballs, Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich footballs, if you leave a nice review. So do us a favor. Lie to us and subscribe. Thank
you. Lie to me, Jerry.
Thank you.
Lie to me.
Next time you ought to do that in your Aaron Rodgers voice, because I want to don that as the official Aaron Rodgers voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, wait a second. You mean to tell me they're giving away balls?
Yeah, while you were sleeping, Aaron, we decided to start giving away Nerf footballs that say Fox Sports Radio.
What do I got
to
do?
Just got to subscribe to the podcast.
Done.
So there you go. There you go. And by the way, hey, in about 20 minutes, if my math is correct, not good with math, when 50 hits, we go old school and we do it every Thursday. We throw it back and we have a fun one today since we're on nice and early. We'll explain old school and 50 hits. Have an old school discussion later for you.
Now, you know who celebrates a birthday today in the world of sports?
Who?
Part of the new look Lakers. You know who celebrates a birthday today? D'Angelo Russell.
Nice.
You know who else celebrates a birthday today? Too Tall Jones. Don't you feel like you heard that name your whole childhood?
You know, it's just one of those.
I feel like his name is as important as he is.
That you know. And, you know, I think any kid growing up, especially that played football, you know, someone, a coach, a parent or something would say, he's like, Ed Too Tall Jones. Happy birthday. 72, a little timestamp for you, though. 72 years old.
Ooh, he was part of the doomsday defense.
Yeah, played for the Cowboys, what, from 74 to 78?
Wasn't that his number, too, 72?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Oh, wow. So look, it's his. It's like his golden birthday.
6'9". 1 inch shorter than the tallest NFL player in history. So
271 pounds, total beasted on Super Bowl champion. And, you know, he did a lot of stuff outside of football. And that name helped. You know, it proves the theory that we always discuss, Rich, on our show, that having a good nickname always helps you in life. Makes you memorable.
No doubt. At any job we've ever had, the guy that comes up to you like, hey, my name's Spider. Yeah. Like, I'm never going to forget that guy's
right,
name.
Exactly.
Who's that? Oh, it's Skippy. Oh, I'll never forget Skippy.
Right.
When some guy's like, my name's Joe.
Joe Dingleberry? Well, you're like, he's forgettable.
His name's Dingleberry, though.
Oh, yeah, well, in this particular case, yes.
But, we should point out, too, that he was the first player from a historically black college program to be chosen number one in the NFL draft.
Nice.
Look at that. That's big. That's big right there. So, Too Tall Jones, sort of like a pop culture guy too, right? Everyone knew Too Tall Jones.
Everybody knew. And again, like I said, the name helped, Super Bowl champion. And because of the nickname and the popularity that he had, as a result. He stood out. He's a big dude. You know, a lot of appearances in the world of pop culture throughout the years.
Oh, Ed Too Tall Jones, The Simpsons, Wedding Ringer, Married with Children. When we were kids, Different Strokes. Like, he was the guy that had random cameos. Word up. Cameo.
Necessary Roughness. He was in a bunch of stuff in the late 70s, too.
So, with that said, Too Tall Jones, what athletes do you feel like deliver on the big screen? Who have you seen as an actor playing themselves? Who stinks and who's good? Because I'll tell you who I think stinks. I'll tell you who I think is good.
It's few and far between, to be honest. Because I think I have all the answers. I do. I think I can
hear this guy.
No,
of course he does.
I really do. Because
he's always right.
Because there's funny, right? And then there's sports funny.
That's true.
Right? And then there's charming, and then there's sports charming. And there's only a few guys in sports that really broke the barriers and really separated themselves from the pack. And they're like, no, they're not just sports funny. They're actually really funny or really talented. And those are the guys that made it in acting or hosting and in entertainment.
And well, we're going to see, not this weekend, but next weekend, we're going to see if he's just a fun loudmouth on the mic. You got to fight for your right to party. We're going to see if Travis Kelce is funny.
Oh, man, he's the funniest. He's my boy. Hey, Patrick Mahomes here. He's just a riot. I'm really excited about seeing Travis on Saturday Night Live. Got the DVR set.
I wonder if Mahomes is going to make a surprise cameo with his boy.
I think he's definitely going to.
Why would he not? I mean, SNL, do you think Lorne Michaels would be like, no, Patrick says, stay home. If Patrick Mahomes is like, I'm down,
that's
for
automatic. Everyone's like, yeah. Oh,
it would be a funny if they did a bit where he kept interrupting his monologue.
Yeah,
the way
Kelce interrupts him.
Yes. Yeah. So Travis Kelce, we'll see if he is just a really personable athlete or if he is funny.
Well, I saw him. Well, he's personable.
It's going to be a very Kelce.
He had his own TV show. Right? He did. He had a reality show.
You know, we talked about that. If you want to catch this, we talked to Ed Kelce, believe it or not. I know that sounds crazy, but the father of Jason and Travis, Super Bowl week. He came up to us, his people were like, yo, Ed Kelce wants to hang with you guys. We're like, dude, of course.
That was awesome.
So
it was awesome.
The interview is available on the podcast. Just search Covino and Rich on any podcast service, wherever you get your pods.
Plug.
Get a bribery ball. Now,
I think Terry Bradshaw is the epitome of what you just said.
You know what? Terry Bradshaw is very funny.
He's all personality.
Yeah.
Honestly,
and
that's
he
why
can play
there.
A scary character too if he wants to.
Yeah, he's off the cuff. He's funny. He's charming. He wears
he even
a
got a reality show.
He rocks that hat.
And a fine wife.
Yes. By the way, back to Ed Kelce. He said that he looks back at Travis's dating show. People might forget. What was it like, Chasing Travis?
Mm-hmm.
Catching Kelce. And his dad even said, yeah, that was embarrassing for the family.
He did. He was not thrilled about it.
But we'll see if Travis Kelce is funny. Is he Terry Bradshaw? Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning.
We're discovering
has
slowly
proven.
that Gronk can hold his own. You know, he's obviously funny because he's very bro-y and very goofy.
Goofy.
But he's also one of those guys that's transcending the sport based on personality.
How was he in 80 for Brady? Did you watch?
No, I haven't seen it. No.
But Gronk is in that. So you got to wonder, who's a funny athlete?
You got the number one answer. Do you want it?
There's two bad ones. I got two bad ones. Can I give you the two worst ones?
Sure. Again, we're talking about athletes that transcend the sport. Ed Too Tall Jones. You know, his nickname alone made him a pop culture sort of icon. 6'9". It's his birthday. 72. Which stars around today transcend the game and are just, you know, personality plus? They're good in movies. They're good on TV. They're good in the booth. I got the number one answer.
I got the number one and two answer for the worst.
All right, let's hear it. Yeah, not everybody makes it.
The worst ones?
And those are the people that are, quote unquote, oh, they were just sports funny. They were funny in the locker room. That's about it.
Now, there's a ton of good ones, but the worst ones. I'm going to go number two, Brett Favre.
That's a good answer.
When he was in Something About Mary and he was like, hey, Mary, it's me, Brett. Like the guy, like, no inflection, could even read?
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Talking about a guy who doesn't really want his name mentioned right about now.
Yeah, Brett Favre. Listen, I'm going to keep quiet. He's suing McAfee. I'm not saying anything about Brett Favre. So
let everyone know that it's Rich Davis talking smack.
Brett Favre, terrible actor.
Hey.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
It's me.
Cut. Can you do that again with a little more personality? All right. And action.
Hey, Mary. It's me.
Cut. Little more action. Oh. And action.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, cut.
Me.
Cut. Brett, what we're looking for here is an ounce of personality. All right. Ready?
Give me one more shot. Well, I can do this.
All right. The line is, hey, Mary. It's me, Brett Favre. Ready? Action.
Hey, Mary. It's me, Brett Favre.
And eventually they're just like, all right, fine.
How's that? Good?
This is who he is.
The other one, a Sandler movie. And for all I know, maybe Dan Patrick was in it because he's a great actor.
Oh, yeah.
We're filling in for DP.
I love DP.
Oh, Dan Patrick. Oh, give it a do.
Sabinu.
Dan Patrick may have been in it. I don't know. He's been in a ton of Sandler movies, but anger management, your boy, Derek Jeter,
was so bad. He was.
So bad.
Goose Fraba rocket. Goose Fraba.
He grabs the ball, delivers one line with no inflection and no comedy.
He's so stiff. Not an actor.
He's stiff.
Yeah, but he was good on SNL. I thought he was good on SNL.
Says a Yankees fan.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's talking about Jeets now.
Talking about Jeter. Might as well be talking about his mama.
Talking about my captain.
It got quiet in here.
Yeah, Camino got real. I mean, he's the captain and all. All right, give me your best ones. Who's good?
There's the best.
I'm going to give you a couple runners up there.
There's the best. And I don't know, because I don't want you to give my answer.
I don't want to give you your answer.
Oh, look, you don't even have it written down.
Okay, perfect.
The best.
All right, I got a few.
He's so rated, but even as rated as he is in our world, what he's accomplished,
it's still underrated.
As a businessman, as a personality, an actor. You said it, my man Joel, you read my mind.
Ah,
we got that brown telepathy going on right now. Shaquille O'Neal
is
the best. He is the best at it.
Shaq's great.
He endorses everything. He's doing his little Shaq shimmy in every possible commercial. I think I've seen back-to-back in one commercial block. I think it was all Shaq commercials. I'm like, this guy's slaying it. And he's funny, naturally funny, charming, and in every movie, you don't watch and say to yourself, oh, that's an athlete acting. It's Shaq, and he's actually being funny.
He's good. All right. You know what? You and Joel, fist bump.
It's the number one, man.
Can I give some runners up then? Couple athletes that I think are fantastic on screen.
There are some that are great.
It's a controversial answer, okay. But O.J. Simpson. O.J. was great before, before he may have murdered someone, allegedly. O.J., come on, Naked Gun. O.J. was great.
Hey, Twitter Nation.
He's great on Twitter.
Hey, Twitter World. It's me, O.J.
I don't mock O.J. You can.
No.
O.J.,
I will say this. He was one of the first to say, hey, I'm more than just football, right?
Yeah.
And he was doing his Hertz commercials, and he was in the booth. So he was a pioneer in that world. Now, I don't know if there's truth to this, but you know who they say one of the first guys was to do this? One of the first that really went all in. I mean, of course, like Mickey Mantle was doing ads and things like that, and people had done it before, but they give a lot of credit in this documentary I saw. I believe it was called Four Kings or something like that. Sugar Ray Leonard took his charming smile and personality and his charisma, and he became one of the first guys to really say, I'm getting these sponsorships. I'm doing these commercials. Was he a good actor or anything like that? No. But again, much like OJ, because I don't think OJ was that great of an actor.
He was just good.
He was good.
He was likable. Oh, you know who's decent too? I'll give you one. Tennis superstar, John McEnroe. Anytime he has a cameo in like a comedy. McEnroe's pretty funny.
Good one. I like that one.
McEnroe's funny.
I think he's underutilized.
If you're a fan of the Naked Gun, if you're a fan of the Police Academy movies back in the day, Bubba Smith.
Yes.
Bob Uecker.
Oh.
Lately.
Mr. Personality.
Lately, he was in a great zombie movie, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy. I think Bautista has transitioned.
Oh, yeah, he's
better than Hogan, better than The Rock, better than Stone Cold. I feel like Bautista's a good actor.
Better than The Rock?
Well, you're right. Not better than The Rock.
Come on.
He went to two games in one day.
Hold on. he doesn't have the charisma of a Rock.
But as far as an actor,
but maybe
though?
Actor. Maybe
I love the Rock,
something.
So it's tough for me to ever go against the Rock because I love Dwayne the Rock Johnson. But as far as charisma,
muscles,
the Rock wins. But acting, maybe Bautista. All right, here's what we got to do. We'll take your feedback. And when we get back, we're also going to do When 50 Hits. We're going to go old school on a Thursday. We'll take it back next right here. Covino and Rich, and for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios on FS1, FSR.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It takes two to make a thing go right. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick.
Rob Bass doesn't get enough credit. This is a party favorite. You put this on at any wedding, sweet 16, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, anniversary party. That's one of those songs that forever just slaps. It hits.
You know what else still hits? This is how we do it.
That does hit. I'll give you that.
Yo, man, when people talk about Jordan's the GOAT, I'm like, yeah, man. Montel Jordan. It's my guy. So I'm Covino. That is Rich. Spotty's here. Danny G on the phone. It's 877-99 on Fox. Joel on the ones and twos with the old school Ron Bass.
Live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Now, we've always said there are call and responses in music throughout history. And we've always said, if someone goes, someone has to repeat it. If someone says, pack it up, pack it in, Danny G,
let me begin.
Someone's got
to
say it.
To win, battle me, that's a sin.
If someone says, I want to rock right now.
Oh, yeah.
Does someone in the room have to say, I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down?
If you don't, you fail. That's how I feel. There's a lot of guys on social media that go up to people with that. And
you realize how many people are losers?
You realize the average fella is a bozo and they don't even know what to say.
Like if Danny G was walking down the street and I went up to him like, hey, yo, man, I want to rock right now. And I put the mic in his face. Danny, you'd be amazed how many people are, oh, no. It's fools.
All right, hold on. I got one for Danny G, though, because okay. Danny G, he you know, he's a hip-hop guy, hip-hop head. If I said, all right, stop, what would you say?
Collaborate and listen.
Yes. Or it could be, have a time.
Or stop.
He was in the eyes, though. You know?
Yeah, no, you know what, though? Stop.
That could cost him a contract.
It's either hammer time or collaborate and listen. Yeah, I don't know. Or in the, name of love.
In the name
of
love.
Stop.
Oh, man. In the name of
love. But you got to have a response. All right. So wrapping this up and then again, old school, when 50 hits.
Oh, you know what? I think he doesn't do acting yet, but I wouldn't be surprised because we met him at the Super Bowl. And talk about Captain Charisma. Nate Burleson.
Oh, my goodness.
The transition he made from the NFL to broadcasting. I'm telling you.
Who do people say he is? He's the next who?
Michael Strahan.
So you got to give props. Again, athletes that transcend the sport. Again, because it's Ed Too Tall Jones' birthday, and his name alone took him outside of football.
And it's also D'Angelo Russell's birthday. So Danny G, send him a little package and wish him well in the last 20-something games for the Lakers.
And the NBA back in action tonight for the stretch run.
I heard, I know we're going to get into when 50 hits, but I heard my pals Rob Parker and Broussard yesterday, the Odd Couple, and...
Stop it!
I love those guys.
Stop it!
I love the Odd Couple.
Slap a Fox Sports Radio logo on it.
They're great.
They're the greatest show in the world.
I agreed with Broussard big time. I think it was him. I forget who said what, but they were arguing LeBron's tenure as a Laker. If he doesn't make the playoffs this year, that would be three of his 5 years as a Laker not making the postseason where 20 of the 32 teams have a shot. And the whole point was, can you call it a failure if you won a chip, though? And it was a good conversation. So my pals, shout out to the Odd Couple. But right now, when 50 hits. There's a
certain. Yeah.
What we gonna do right here is go back. Tell me where's this party? Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. At 50 after, CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah! And we reminisce over you. So check this out. Throwing it back on a Thursday. We love to reminisce. We
Are
love
you reminiscing
nostalgia.
Like the Little River Band?
Yes.
Reminiscing.
And reminiscing. That's a great song, by the way. I love that. I love me some
What's
yacht
the lyric
rock.
Again? It's I go dancing in the park.
Oh, walk with, it's Dancing in the Dark, Walk with Chan Ho Park.
Is it really Walk with Chan Ho Park?
And reminiscing.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, it is.
No, I don't think those are the
It is.
Right, well, hey, we've gone over old school baseball cards. We've gone over old school sneakers. We've gone over all the old school stuff. Today, based on a dumb conversation you and I had recently, I went to Aldi for the first time, which is like a Trader Joe's companion type of shop. People know Aldi, right, Spot? You would think?
Everyone knows Aldi.
Well, I very rarely.
It doesn't just like exist because you've discovered it.
It does.
No, it's been around.
Dickie Columbus. It doesn't exist until I find it.
No, it's been around.
I've discovered America. So Aldi, I go in there and I said, oh my God, the generic cereal is like $1 something a box. And you know regular cereal is like $4 to $5 a box now.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, what is the best cereal? Because I was out of the cereal game for 20 years. And then you get kids. Once you got kids, you got all the old school cereals back in the cupboard, back in
the
pantry.
You want to hear something scary? You know how cereals market to kids? If you look at any of the cereal mascots, like Lucky the Leprechaun and the Silly Rabbit from Trix and
Captain Crunch,
Sunny from Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, Captain. They're all looking down. You know why they're all looking down?
They're peeking at my junk.
They're not peeking at your junk. They're not bulge gazing. They're looking at the kids. Like they're saying, "Hey, buy me Lucky Charms.
Pick me."
So when a kid is walking down that cereal aisle, and they're like, "Whoa!" It's because all these little characters are looking at them, and it's a marketing strategy for the kids. Now. When I think of my childhood memories,
I'm pretty sure Captain Crunch is looking at your wife's boobs. I'm just saying.
I think of Saturday morning cartoons and how pumped I was to open up the cupboard to see what cereal was available. On a throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits, what are some of the favorites? Maybe they're discontinued.
Let's have a little fun. We'll get to some NFL. We'll get to some NBA. But coming up, we'll take your feedback.
I got the number one answer.
Cereal as a kid. 877-99 on Fox. Your feedback next year on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.